This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Umpqua Valley Christian School baseball team has got an interesting opportunity coming up. We're going to tell you about it. Coach Dave York in with more baseball players than we normally have in an entire studio. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, you bet, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
So, first of all, you've coached this team with the team for UVC for a long time, right?
Yeah, this will be my 25th year.
And you've also got a day job that would appear to keep you busy. What is the passion for being a coach that long? I'm kind of curious about that.
Well, the biggest thing for me is the game of baseball is about developing young men and passing on our faith.
And so when you got into it, did you expect to still be coaching 25 years later?
Probably not.
And it's always been with UVC, right?
It's always been with UVC. Yeah, I've coached in the summer as well with Legion Baseball a little bit and done a few other things, but it's always been with me, mainly with UVC.
Well, and you guys have seen a lot of success over the years.
We have, yeah. We've had three state championships. We've been in three other state championships, and we've had a pretty good run for the last 25 years.
So this year, you've got an opportunity that is coming up during spring break, a tournament in Arizona. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's a national tournament called the Coach Bob Invitational, and we're heading down there to play teams from all over the country, and we're pretty excited about it.
And any idea how many teams are going to be there?
Oh, my word. We've heard there's over 140 that are registered. And so we're going to be in a round-robin portion of that tournament.
So does that last like all of spring break then?
Yeah, it's going to last all week. It's going to go Monday through Thursday, and we'll be there the whole time.
Wow. So to do this, I've been around watching athletics in Douglas County for a long time. Anytime you get an opportunity like this, it comes with a big push financially to make it happen because that's a lot of people to take.
That's a lot of people to take, and so that's why we're raising some money to be able to make this trip happen.
Is it the first time you've been able to do this?
Yeah, it's the first time we're doing it. We've never done it as a program. We've usually hosted a tournament here at home, but we thought it'd be great to take this group of guys on a trip to Arizona.
So let's talk to a couple of them. Daniel, let's start out with you. How long have you been playing baseball?
I've been playing baseball since I was about five or six.
So why baseball? What do you like about it?
Honestly, like how it's almost like a teacher of failure, and you're not going to succeed every time.
Now, do you have one position you tend to stick with or stuck with for a long time?
I was stuck with first. I played first throughout most of my childhood, and then when I got to UVC, I played a little bit of third and shortstop.
And what do you like about being over in the shortstop position?
I have time to react. I'm kind of like a leader almost in the field, and I don't know, it's just fun. I can talk to all my guys out in the outfield. I bet my center fielder Ty Haynes gets pretty lonely. Can't talk to anyone. I like to talk to people. So,
well, and I know when I played baseball, don't even ask when that was, my career was much shorter than yours, and they kept putting me farther and farther out in right field, and eventually I would made it clear to the snack shack, and I got the idea that that was probably the end of my time in baseball. You've had a lot more success with that. Do you ever think about not playing baseball?
No, I definitely don't. Baseball is always on my mind.
And do you think about trying to play at the next level?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And let's talk to, is it Tig? Mm-hmm. So Tig Barron, one of the other players as well, how long have you been playing?
About since T-ball, same as Daniel, about since I was five, yeah.
And what position do you play?
Mostly first.
And what do you like about first base?
I can pick up my guys. Like when they give me a bad throw, I'm just there to back them up.
And what about this trip? What has you most interested?
The fellowship and the camaraderie with my guys. It's the last year that we're going to be together, so just spend time with them.
So some of you have been together for like since you were very young, right? Mm-hmm. So does that seem a little daunting at this point?
No, well, it is a little sad because, yeah, this is our last ride together, but just trying to make the most of it is what I'm looking forward to.
And what have you been doing to get ready for the trip?
We've been fundraising. We have a raffle for half a hog, and then we have the first pitch dinner coming up, and yeah, we're
So let's talk more about the First Pitch Dinner. Dave, I'll bring you back in for that part of it. It's a special event coming up February 3rd at the Danny Lang Event Center at the college. What's going to happen during the course of that evening?
Yeah, we're
going to
have dinner together. We've got Pat Bailey, the former assistant head coach and head coach at Oregon State, coming in to speak about baseball and faith. And we're really excited about having him. And then we got some auction items we're going to auction off as well.
And then, of course, dinner. And if somebody wants to get tickets to this, what's the cost for that?
It's $100 a seat to be able to get in. You can go to uvcathletics.org, which will take you to the registration link. And if you can't make it but you'd like to donate, you can go through that link as well to make a donation.
And is there a cutoff for when you need to have the tickets purchased by?
Well, I'm assuming it'd be the week before, just so we can make sure we got the amount of people we need to know for dinner.
And doing a big fundraiser like this, does that make you do you go out of your normal comfort zone doing something like this?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, I've done them before because of my day job, but it's a little bit out of these guys' comfort zone. The guys are going to serve dinner for us as well. Our players are going to be there serving dinner and helping out.
Ooh, baseball players as waiters. That might be worth the cost of a ticket
as
well.
That's exactly right.
If they can pitch balls and catch balls, can they hang on to plates?
That's a great question.
All right. Well, that may be intriguing. So that's going to be the 3rd of February. That's a Saturday night, Danny Lang Events Center. What is the big push for doing this trip?
The big push mainly is just because we want to continue to be competitive as a baseball program, and this is a really high level of competition for us. But then also for our senior class, it's their last ride together, and we're excited to be able to host those guys on this trip.
And do you figure that you're going to have a lot of parents and fans coming down too?
We do. We've already got quite a few that are booking houses and hotels.
All right. So, again, if people want to find out more, is there a website link with the school that they can go to?
Yeah, it's uvcathletics.org would be the place to go.
All right. Dave York and a substantial portion of the UVC baseball team. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right. 8:38 at the Morning Report.